much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
But there shouldn't be stalls in men's bathrooms and bars in the first place. Because who the f*** is pooping at the bar?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey, how did you kids get in here?
Shut up, old man.
Excuse me? What, old man?
Hey, guys, stop. Stop, stop, stop.
Hold on. Listen, I'm cool. I'm not that old, you know? I'm in my mid to very late 40s, and, but I was once your age. So I get it. I can relate. School sucks. It does. Mom's always yelling at you. Turn that Sheryl Crow music down, right?
And now.
Gracias, mi amigos.
Our feature presentation.
All right, we'll take caller 20 for a contest for Christmas.
No, it's
Little Timmy has a letter.
No, it's Santa. It's all over, Kevin. I have good news for you.
So we're just going to play a second of a song.
I think he's asleep still.
And then people could call in if they recognize the song.
This
and
is
they
awkward.
Can go to the, Kevin, no. Wake up, man.
And come up with your fan songs.
Wake up, Kev.
Whoever's what?
Wake up, man. We're back on the air. The Acoustic Christmas is over.
What?
Yeah. It was this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, like 5 hours ago, it ended.
Was this in the news?
It was. It was top of every newscast.
In the end, the Acoustic Christmas was in all of us.
Oh, Acoustic Christmas were the friends we met along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Kev.
I hate you both.
You guys.
What a fun weekend.
Amazing weekend.
But.
Oh, no.
I also have a butt.
Here's the thing. I think we all do.
Well,
he doesn't have a butthole, but that's a whole other situation. So we do it Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
That's Acoustic Christmas for you. Here's the thing. None of our bosses or sales or anyone shows up on Monday.
Oh, it's a ghost town, yeah.
Ghost town in here. Yet we're here to do the show at 5:30 in the morning.
Because we're dumb.
We've got to start taping it.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Just say, let's not even tape it. Let's just, if we're all together.
Okay.
And we say, what are you talking about? We had the day off.
Right.
All three of us.
United Front. Yeah.
Yes, United Front. And then what can they say? What do you mean you thought you had the day off?
The email from the guys. And the girls.
I mean, we got to work this out.
Monday before next year.
We'll work on it.
That was iffy.
Listen, we'll get there.
That wasn't great, but it was just a start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just saying next year, this can't.
Have a holiday?
I am so tired. And it was an hour and a half away from people's homes.
Sure.
I mean, there are some people who are closer. But you mean people in this room.
People in this room.
Right. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Right. Yeah. I'm mententioning us in the room. It was great for people in the OC. They were stoked. And rightfully so.
Now, I was impressed with 21 Pilots. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with 1975. I was impressed with Mumford & Sons. I was impressed with so many different bands.
Raconteurs.
The thing I'm taking home with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that we were in catering.
Uh-huh.
And we were all eating food.
All right.
And it was great.
You're going to start with this?
I have to. The food was so... I can't stop thinking about it.
How great was the food?
It was really good.
We were
good. Yes.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant.
No, I wish.
No, they give us a meal ticket, and then backstage there's like a little setup for what?
Bands
production people
and production.
Bands and stuff. And usually that food is...
pretty bad.
Relatively
crappy. This was really good. I mean, a couple of us had seconds.
Wow.
There was also a dessert bar.
Oh,
which
Kevin.
We're super into.
I'm just going to assume,
How
Kevin.
How dare you?
Now, we knew this was... Kevin's
it's his
domain.
Kryptonite.
Yeah, it's his domain. And we're sitting around, and he walks up, and he puts his plate down, and he says, I got a cherry pizza. And then he went, cherry pie.
What?
Kevin called cherry pie cherry pizza.
And he was, I'm not a smart guy.
He was dead serious.
That wasn't a joke.
Serious. Cherry pizza.
Oh, Jensen just looked at me like... like I was a new species that he's never seen before.
And it was so, he was so happy.
About his cherry pizza.
Cherry pizza.
He
was like, I got cherry pizza. All excited.
Did you get a little dollop of cheese on it? That would be ice cream.
No, they didn't have ice cream for the pizza.
It was so cute.
Jensen was so happy.
I was so happy. I was like, oh, man, that was the cutest thing I've ever
seen. The weekend was worth it.
Oh, yeah, that
even
was my...
it was worth it anyway.
That was the highlight?
Yeah, that was my headliner.
That's a terrible headliner.
That was honestly...
Take a seat, Jack White. We got a cherry
honestly,
pizza moving in.
Don't need you back. I don't know if you heard, but... my coworker said cherry pizza instead of cherry pie, and I'm ready to roll.
Also, over the weekend, I talked to Mike. I called Jensen Mike.
That's
you
right.
You did.
So that happened.
He said, we were getting ready to go on air, and he said, what about Allie? What about Mike? And then he pointed to me, and he went, why'd I call you Mike? And I said, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know.
No one can answer that, really,
we're going
except
on
you.
Air.
Yeah. I can't answer that either, though. So.
You may have been looking at the mic.
I feel like we had just done a mic check.
I appreciate this effort,
yeah. Right?
And I will go with it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the answer.
Right. Kevin, you're such a disease. I mean, I'm with that kid.
And I don't know what happened.
But it was really fun, man. What
it was
a good time.
Great weekend.
What a good time.
Great. And golly.
Did you just say golly?
I did. K-Rock can put on an event.
Yeah,
it's true.
I mean, from promotions to booking it to everything. It was just, I have a friend that came with me last night, and she works for James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
And she was walking around. She's like, holy crap, this is a lot.
Yeah.
This is a big, big event. I'm like, well, thank you for joining us.
And it
goes,
like you had anything to do with it.
No, I was like, and this whole Jensen, thing is I set up.
They all put it up. Like, we get to go see the show as well. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And no real snags or anything?
No.
Snafus?
No.
It was great.
It was pretty wonderful.
Fun. Could I just complain about one guy for 1 second?
Yeah.
Please.
I took a picture with you last year.
Last year?
No, this is what the guy said to me.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I said, okay, great. Hey, good to see you. Hang on a second. Let me find the picture.
Oh.
And then he starts scrolling through his
good
phone.
Times.
And I was like, right now, at this point, I'm already thinking, it's probably my face and your face.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know in my mind what this picture is going to look like.
He had a face transplant.
No.
Oh.
Scrolled and scrolled and pulled up a picture. Oh, that's not that one. And then scrolled for a while and then pulled up a picture. He's like, that's not the right one. I was like, you know what, dude? No worries.
I'll trust you.
I'll trust you. Happy to take another picture if that's where we're heading with this. Just a minute, because this is.
Oh, you got to see it.
Just a minute. You have to see it. Scroll, 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 scroll. Look, no, scroll, look, scroll, look, scroll.
Oh, man.
It was probably, honestly, it was probably a minute. It felt like a month.
Yeah.
It really
did. You got places to go.
And not even that. If
no,
we were
you're
the only,
very busy.
If we were the only two people there, I would go, look, dude, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My half of the picture is me.
Yeah. The other half is...
is you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At this point, you'd hope it's like an oil painting or something.
Right.
Like the payoff is
just
not going
to
work.
Just trying to find the picture.
Yeah.
And
never found the picture.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
What about the guy who came up to you, because I was with you in the VIP upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
What about the guy who came up to you just to S on you about his wife?
Came up to
S. He was like... I can't believe you don't remember this.
Oh.
This guy walks up and he's like, hi, Kevin. I met you in the 90s.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Mid-90s, right?
Yeah, mid-90s. And I was with this girl. I was like dating her. And you told me to our face that I was never going to end up with her. This is never going to work.
I said as a joke, this is never going to last.
And then he was like, hold on.
1993, they said first. And then in 95, they said second.
And then he goes over and he goes, this is her. And he was like kind of mad about it. I don't think he was thrilled.
Oh, my God. I bet he hates her, but he's sticking with her
just for that?
Yeah.
They already broke up now?
No, they're together,
but
they both hate each other. But he's like, I'm sticking this out just to burn Kevin.
That was
a weird... But then on the drive home, he looks at her and he goes, you know, we're breaking up now.
Oh,
it's over. We did it. We got Kevin
good. That was
good.
Super weird.
It was a little weird.
1995, they were guessing both years, but 1995, I said something so dumb.
Yeah. Right.
Which basically means that she's too attractive
too good for
him.
But he was like, look what happened.
It's a joke.
He's
he
been holding on to that.
Yeah.
That's
2019.
That's weird.
And I was just right next to him eating the quesadilla being like, hell yeah. Like, just like this drama. Like, I'm a messy bitch.
Yeah, you are.
And I was thinking, I got to find me some cherry pizza.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
You're a loser.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mondays, great news.
Okay.
Love that. We have the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas recap.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say tickets for night one. I'm like, wait, no.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Top 10 sound bites of the year.
Oh, great.
I was so happy. Even when I got home at like 11:30 and I just got in front of my computer and said, these are the top 10, baby.
11:30. What was that like? Was that cool?
I rushed home.
We're going to find out about Jensen's plan last night, which was a detailed plan.
Okay.
I've never met anyone like this before.
Wow. Had it all scheduled out.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Based on, like, what songs bands are playing and all mm-hmm. kinds of nonsense.
Yeah, it was
weird.
Crazy. Was intense.
Yeah.
Recap of week 14 of the NFL. And who ruined S-A-N-T-A for you? I got to be able to spell if we're going to do that. S-A-N-T-A.
The spirit of Christmas. Who ruined the spirit of Christmas for you?
Right.
We're going to spell it out because we think you have kids in the car. But if it's 545,
clearly you don't.
You're actually kidnapping them. You're a monster, so we don't care.
Right.
Bigger problems.
It's coming up this morning. We'll take 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54. Coming up in a few minutes, the update on my email progress.
Mm-hmm. What is your email?
Thanks to you two. Really appreciate it.
What's the address?
My email is Ali at krock.com.
No, that's not your name.
Sorry.
That sounds weird.
Jensen at krock.com.
That's also not your name.
Those are the ones that I use, though, the most.
Well, okay.
Those are the ones I check.
If I had to guess, I would assume that your email is kevin at krock.com.
Yeah.
Just a guess.
Yeah, so you guys made fun of me for getting in trouble last mm-hmm. week because mm-hmm. I wasn't checking my email, and you invited all the listeners to email me, and
they did.
Okay.
Well, I can't wait to check in on some of those emails. Here's the thing. This is of your own doing.
Of course.
You realize that.
Yeah.
But it's also probably nice reading some things, like people reaching out to you, being kind.
Yes.
Hoogie-hoo!
I didn't get a lot of that in the first round.
Okay, yeah. They're coming. You know what?
When we were all mocking me?
Okay. Send your kindness right now.
To Ali at krock.com. Come on, stop it!
Okay. Guys, we had a busy weekend. I don't think any of us went to see a movie.
Nope.
How could we? How could we?
We couldn't, Jensen. Yeah. We couldn't.
Just busy with work.
However, people still going to see Frozen 2 because it crossed the $800 million mark globally this weekend. It's going to cross the $1 billion mark in 2019, which is very impressive. But they brought in another $33.8 million at the box office this weekend for a solid number one. Coming in second, Knives Out. A third, it's almost too close to call because there's only $7,000 that's separating these two.
Wow.
Which is a very small amount, mm-hmm. but that's Ford versus Ferrari and Queen and Slim. And rounding out the top five, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Just want to remind people, Knives Out, very, very good.
It is, yeah.
Agreed. Incredible film. You should
all
see
right.
it.
Great cast, great acting, great everything.
The whole thing is good.
Yeah.
Everybody was so pumped to see The Irishman, right? Martin Scorsese, and then you've got Pacino, the other guy.
Joe Pesci.
De Niro.
De Niro.
Just all the greats, right?
Yes. How was it, Allie?
I have not seen
How
it
How was
yet.
It, Jensen?
I'm an hour in.
Okay.
As you know,
I have not seen it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.5 hours, just so people
but
know.
But we are excited. Don't get us wrong. We're excited about
Here's
it.
Here's the thing that I don't get. People talked about this for months and months and months. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. I just don't hear people like, oh, it was so great. And when I do hear people talking about it, they're like, that was fine. It's pretty good. Here's the thing, though.
That's not ideal.
3.5 hours long. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's too long for a lot of viewers.
Really?
Because
anyone,
Nielsen says about 3.9 million unique U.S. viewers tuned in to watch the drama on its first day of service. However, only about 18% watched the whole movie that first day. So they watched it, I guess what Jensen did, mm-hmm. and then just set it aside.
Like
I'll
a
come
TV
back
show, yeah.
to it
yeah.
type of thing.
Why is Nielsen able to pick up Netflix?
I don't know, but here's the thing. That might sound like a low number, because I read that and I was like, ooh, that can't be good. However, it's on par with Netflix's hit thriller Bird Box. They also had 18%. And Breaking Bad, their movie El Camino, 11%. And those movies are only 2 hours long. So people were like, not really going to finish that right now. However, here's the number that I thought, oh, that's interesting.
What'd
because
you think?
Again, oh, this is a movie with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Martin Scorsese. Everybody's been talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
17.1 million unique viewers in the U.S. in its first 5 days of release on Netflix. Not bad, right?
That seems good.
Bird Box. In that same period,
mm-hmm.
26 million. Bird Box, a movie nobody knew was even coming
but
out.
It was like, remember, you couldn't go like 5 feet without hearing about
it. And the memes and everything. It was insane. But that's just
Might I suggest that Bird Box came out at a time in the year when there wasn't so much going on?
Yeah.
Maybe that has something to do with it.
Maybe.
Because it's the holidays and Thanksgiving, the whole thing.
And we weren't quite in the streaming wars yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Plus, so. People dig blindfolds.
Yes.
Yes.
People love being blind. That's not true, right?
That. No.
That's never true.
Not that part. I just meant the blindfold.
Right.
I went more for a kink.
Okay.
You went for something that's really quite,
doesn't
quite
make sense.
Sad.
It's kind of offensive, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, we almost lost Ryan Reynolds.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he was just almost injured at a Comic-Con in Brazil, but it could have been bad.
How did he get injured at a Comic-Con?
Well, here's the thing. You're there as Ryan Reynolds promoting your upcoming movie, Free Guy, at the Comic-Con experience in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Mm-hmm. He jumped down off the stage to greet fans. The frenzied crowd knocked over the barricade.
He's
Oh, no. He jumps back up on the stage while they figured it out. And then once everyone was kind of a little calmer, then he jumped back down and checked on fans. But that's terrifying.
Yeah.
When people, all they want to do is like hug you and take a picture. Like Kevin knows. Acoustic Christmas last night.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't like beat them away with a stick.
Oh, people rushing up like Beatlemania.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay.
But it sounds scary.
Yeah, that's scary.
And I'm glad you're alive, Ryan Reynolds. And
I think he's a pussy.
Oh, dear, sir. Some birthdays for you. John Malkovich, Jacob Dylan, Trey Cool from Green Day. He was there last night, I heard.
Really?
Oh, I didn't see him.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Someone said that.
Just go with it.
Listen, all right. I did not see him.
Simon Helberg. He was there.
Nope. Now you're just making it up.
Dame Judi Dench.
She was there. I saw her.
Loves the 1975.
I saw her pick her top up during Matt Mason.
She's like, check these out. And we're like, the show just started.
Big Matt Mason fan.
Yeah. And then she's like, nothing to cringe at here. Is that his song?
Don't have a question, but check out these.
Check out these. Felicity Huffman wasn't there. I don't think she can leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
New Ghostbusters trailer just came out.
Yeah.
That's not exactly what we were thinking it would be.
It's almost kind of, for those who haven't seen it yet, because it literally just dropped, it is like a drama.
Mm-hmm.
Very much in the Stranger Things vein, but definitely in the trailer, less jokes than Stranger Things.
Yeah, like scarier.
It's a little like if Richard Linklater made it. It's like Boyhood meets Ghostbusters. It's very much a coming-of-age story, it appears.
It was weird.
Not at all what I thought it would be.
No.
But yeah. I do want to say, I like when people take traditional film and then like what they're doing with Watchmen and making it a completely new thing and almost becoming the second chapter of it rather than just rebooting it. So that excites me about the trailer.
I mean, I was thinking, of course, it's just going to be more of the same. So I wasn't that excited.
Yeah. And now
this
you're peaked a little. Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ghostbreakers.
As long as there's not women in it, I'm fine.
Thank God.
Gross.
They figured that out quick.
It's going to be Spengler's kid, right? That's
what
who
it appears
the lead
to be.
Appears to be?
Someone's kid. Yeah, Spengler, yeah.
I think so,
it's got to be.
Looks like it.
All right, let's talk about my email, because you two ruined me.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't ruin me, but I'm saying I had a pretty good workaround for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there was so much like junk that was coming to the email, the Kevin at KROQ.com account. So I went with a private email, and then I just had everybody email me there, which you guys are used to. Everything's
it was like
all
a filter,
good.
Yeah.
Yes. And then my boss sent me some stuff, and you guys some stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And apparently you guys answered.
Yeah, we had
well,
to
that's
answer
my
by
problem.
Like
don't 10, answer.
10 p.m. that night. It was the whole station. We had to say, yes, we read this, we see it, everything,
basically,
blah, blah,
it's
blah.
We can't prank call people. It's kind of
it's an FCC thing.
Yeah.
So we had to say, no, we'll never do that.
So there was one person that didn't respond, and that was me, and that's because I didn't see it.
Because it was in the email you don't look at.
It was in the email you don't look at. Mm-hmm. So then my boss said, you have to read the email that you don't look at, which is Kevin at KROQ.com, which I, of course, should look at, but let's be honest.
Sure.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Let's be honest. It's somehow an argument.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Not now, Kevin.
All right. So last week, Jensen and Allie made it a point to give out my email address and ask the listeners to check in with me.
Yeah. Just check in with Kevin at KROQ.com.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that part's over, though.
Okay. Well, you don't want us to keep mentioning
it? No. I'm saying we did that last week.
Okay.
And I got a lot, and I'm grateful, and I love everybody, and
thought
everything's good.
Thought we were recapping.
We're recapping what I got.
Okay. Right.
I don't think
I'm... Kevin at
KROQ.com.
I mean, I'm not looking... Okay.
Yeah.
To KROQ Kevin, Owl City, literally anything from Owl City.
He's just requesting.
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't say you could request songs, but you could.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you want to talk to Kevin about.
We told people just to give suggestions to a playlist, but sure, we could just take one song.
I also mentioned that it was impossible for me for, I don't know, 10 years to get off Modest Yahoo's email blast.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't unsubscribe everything, block everything I tried.
Yeah.
Somehow he got through. This email came, hey, Kev Dog, I decided to contribute to your ever-growing inbox. Top quality spam is on its way. Since I know you're not going to read this, and I could pretty much type anything I want, signed, Modest Yahoo.
This is Modest Yahoo, by the way.
To K-Rock Kevin, hey, Kev Dog, is this working? I got probably 100 of those.
Test.
We needed people to make sure the email worked.
Yeah, we weren't sure if it was.
So it seems to work.
You know that it works.
Well, okay. We know now.
2K Rock Kevin, right? Mm-hmm. Richard.
Oh, just right. That? Good.
Right? Question mark?
Yep.
To Kevin, I am Jason from Pennsylvania, podcast listener here, just doing my part, Kev Dog. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned that your email will drop and you'll be depressed. So my New Year's resolution is to email you every single day of 2020.
Oh, that is so kind.
What a sweetheart.
What a thoughtful person, right?
Uh-huh. Can I ask, are you writing all these people back? Like, got your email?
I mean, no.
Thanks for taking the time.
Man, I mean, I seems like you hate fans.
I don't at all, but I probably responded to 3.
How many emails do you think you got?
Emails directly related to you guys saying, let's check my email to make it work, 240 some.
Okay.
So I got the 3 of them.
Okay.
I felt like that was pretty good.
10%.
TK Rock Kevin, it's Saturday. I want to see if the email still works on the weekend.
Well, it did.
Check, check. 1-2-1-2. Check, check. Test, test. 1-2-3. Did you get it? Okay, we'll check on Sunday to make sure you get it then,
too. That is great. The follow-through with
these
people.
Up. Yeah.
2K Rock Kevin, I'm a podcast listener. Just checking. Does your email work, Oscar?
Hey, Kevin. Did you let him know, at least, Oscar? Did it work?
Sure.
No, he's lying.
Well, he's on a podcast, so he has to wait now, probably till later today or tomorrow, to hear that it worked.
Right. I hope he gets to sleep even.
Email him back. It's so quick.
Hey, Kevin, I'm hosting a party at my house and wanted to buy some fireworks. What's your favorite firework? Hmm. We'll be in Arizona this week and planning on spending a few $1,000 to amaze guests.
Oh. Okay, how did you not write him back and ask for an invite?
I did invite him back, and I said, you got to go to Mexico or Nevada. Those are the places to get the good stuff.
Okay.
Wow.
Can't get him here. Look, if you ask me something in my expertise, I'm going to go ahead and respond to you.
Right in your wheelhouse.
Chris, love the show. Longtime listener from Syracuse, New York. Let me know when you get this. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Great job. Very proud of you. If you're reading this, please reply if you got it, Ben.
People are very sweet.
I'm doing my part to help you with testing your email. Can I request a moment with Kevin about orbits? No, you can't, RJ. No,
well, I mean, it is a request. And
this might be one of my favorites from Jeff. Jeff wrote an email that says, 2K Rock Kevin, just the word R, A-R-E. Mm-hmm. The next email, to K-Rock Kevin, signed Jeff. To K-Rock Kevin, Jeff. Uh-huh. Next email, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Emails, Jeff.
Right.
Uh-huh. Question mark, Jeff.
Yes, mark gets its own email.
So all that happened. Mm-hmm. To K-Rock Kevin, what's up, my N-word?
Whoa.
Okay, don't love it.
And Ryan said, just thinking of you, hope to wear your skin later.
Oh,
I'm back.
A half hour from now, great news.
That's good.
We had...
It's good, Ding. We have going on.
I don't feel like there was any excitement there.
No, I'm happy. It's just this weekend didn't go exactly plans. You know what I mean? Like, I had plans, and they didn't work out. And that bothers me looking back.
Well, your plan was 2 nights of acoustic. What
more? No, please.
Not really. So here's the thing. During the week, we get an email that says, would you like a hotel room in Anaheim during Acoustic Christmas? Which is extremely nice of K-Rock and Intercom.
Sure. Agreed.
A very sweet offer, because that way we can sleep in Anaheim and wake up the next morning. And you know, like, we don't have to drive home late at night.
Right.
Again, very sweet.
Yeah.
I am not sleeping in Anaheim. I have a new baby. Mm-hmm. I have to get back home. We don't have to get there.
So you turned down the room.
No, I accepted the room.
What?
And let me explain why.
I turned down the room,
she didn't go, so she turned down the room.
I turned down the room because I was like, ooh, Saturday night, there's a new Kristen Chenoweth Hallmark movie on.
Right.
I got to make it home so I can watch that Sunday morning before I head back to Anaheim.
I see. Well,
yeah.
Similarly.
Why did you not turn down the room?
Because I knew, and we've talked about this many times on the show, is that I will not take a poo in a place I'm not able to sleep in.
What does this have to do with poo?
Because I knew just that if I got a hotel room at any point, if I needed to poo, I would be able to go to this hotel room.
That is an expensive crap.
Well, it didn't work out the way I wanted.
Okay.
So here's the thing. I planned the song that I wanted.
Did you keep the room all weekend?
Yeah.
So Saturday night, same plan, Sunday night.
Yeah.
Same plan. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Go ahead. My poo does not discriminate what day it is.
All right.
The weekend is open. So I...
But you stayed at home, so...
I love the new Beck album. Let's get that out of the way. It's my favorite. Probably my favorite alternative rock album of the year.
Yes.
Love Uneventful Days. Think it's a great song. Really excited we interviewed him. Thought, wow, I can't wait to see him perform.
Right.
But because I have this phobia of pooping in public places,
mm-hmm.
I looked at the schedule and I said, this is perfect. I'm going to eat at this point for catering.
Mm-hmm.
I might overeat because I knew... We heard catering was good.
Uh-huh.
And I said, if it ends up playing out the way it does, I will be able to introduce Beck, which we did as a group, and then watch the song, see Uneventful Days in the first four songs, because I figured new track, not really a smash yet. It'll be in the first four songs.
Right.
And then I will be able to go to my hotel room and poop.
And then drive home.
And then drive home.
So
very weird.
Right?
You were going to check in, poop.
Yep.
Check out.
Yeah. Well, yes.
He had checked in earlier in the weekend, right?
Yeah, just in case. Because what if I pooped earlier? You know what I mean? Just get it out of the way now. So.
Right? We're dealing with some craziness here.
So here's what happens. I eat. I start to feel my stomach rumble. And I remember turning to Kevin and saying, the plan is going according to plan. This is working.
Okay.
And so I knew timing-wise, this is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I have to poo. This is going to be great. I have the hotel room. And then Beck went on stage. We introduced him, and I went, it's too good. Everything is working. It's like I wrote it.
He was so excited about the timing working out for his plan.
I was like high-fiving people. I was like, this is great. Wow, everything's working.
I high-fived you. I high-fived you for poo?
Yes.
Oh.
And so then Beck performs Loser to start, which, by the way, is a very strong decision by Beck.
Oh, sure.
And I go, uh-oh, that's one down. And then... Second song, and I went, oh no.
Oh,
and
no.
Now my stomach is...
Real rumbles.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you like the song, but not that much. It's kind of what it's yelling at me.
Okay.
Third song, and now I'm like, we're gunning it. We're at the deadline. Fourth song...
By the way, he's very serious.
This is happening.
Yes. Yeah. And when I was talking to him, I was like, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to go to the hotel and poop and then drive home?
Yes.
Yes is the answer.
Because what am I going to do? Come back? I'm already bad. I've pooped.
No, you poo at Honda Center.
No.
What? And then you go home.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I would never do that.
Okay.
I would never be able to
then
do that.
Honestly, you don't have to poo that bad.
Yes, I do. Could
I
you
don't
imagine?
Think so.
Could you imagine Beck, right?
Uh-huh.
Where like four, what is there, three left, two left performances? Imagine all the poo that's run through there on acoustic Christmas night.
But it's not.
The beer poops and the like nacho poops.
Yeah. It's the toilet flushes. You know that.
As we've been told by Dr. Drew, it doesn't really flush.
So is this a cleanly thing with you?
It's gross. You don't want to poo.
Cleanly. Okay.
It's just gross. And so anyway, fourth song comes on. Guess what? It's not.
The song's
not Uneventful Days. Days.
And so I looked at Kevin. I waved goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Walked out of the Honda Center. Got on the shuttle.
Didn't even wait to see if maybe the fifth song was Uneventful Days.
Don't need it. I already planned this out. Time was already set. Got driven. Shuttle went fast, which was a dream. Worked
awesome.
Out perfectly.
Great.
Got in. He drove me there. Got out. Went up to the hotel room. Introduced myself to the hotel room. Hello, hotel room. Went poo in there.
Uh-huh.
Closed the door. Walked out into my car. Drove home.
We're working with a crazy person.
Everything worked. Everything worked except I didn't see my song, which is really all I had planned to do before the poop.
Or Cage the Elephant.
Well,
didn't see any of Cage the Elephant.
Well,
I
dropped my own elephant.
It's fun to be back and to be playing shows again.
No.
Jack White.
That was a hot take question you gave him, and he just fed it to you again. Can I hear it one more time?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
It's fun to be back and to be playing shows again.
No.
he sure served you a slice of cherry pizza.
Look.
Yeah.
Dumb question.
Yeah.
Dumb question. He did the right thing.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
We have a full recap of acoustic coming up in the next hour, plus the top 10 sound bites of the year and great news.
Mm-hmm.
First, Allie is here with what's happening.
Golden Globe nominations, you guys, they're out. Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear them?
Gosh, I love movies.
Excellent. Let's start with Best Motion Picture Drama. Mm-hmm. 1917, The Irishman, Joker, Marriage Story, and The Two Popes.
Oh, The Two Popes.
Did you love The Two Popes?
Sure did.
Honestly, when they battled?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
To the death.
Yep. I like the first one in the series, The Pope. Uh-huh. So I have a... I like the first one more, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
So what we're saying is none of us know what The Two Popes is.
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
But I am bummed that Uncut Gems is not on there. I feel like that's, even though I haven't even seen it yet, but I felt like that for sure would have been on the list.
It is not.
I know.
However, Irishman, Netflix. Marriage Story, Netflix. The Two Popes, Netflix.
Oh, it's a Netflix thing.
Netflix is leading the pack with combined, with television and movies, 34 nominations.
Wow. Okay.
Netflix, you guys. Mm-hmm. Times they are a-changing. Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture Drama. Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. Scarlett Johansson, Marriage Story. Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. Charlize Theron for Bombshell. And Renee Zellweger for Judy.
Okay.
How about actor in a drama? Christian Bale.
I'm hoping for John Travolta from The Fanatic.
Right?
Oh,
come on, give me it, baby. Fred Durst directed.
Christian Bale, Ford vs. Ferrari. Uh-huh. Antonio Banderas. Pain and Glory. Adam Driver, Marriage Story. Joaquin Phoenix, Joker. And Jonathan Pryce, The Two Popes.
No Travolta.
Sorry about that, dude.
Also, no Adam Sandler for Uncut Gems. It seems like he's getting snubbed. Whole movie.
Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy. Dolomite Is My Name.
Mm-hmm.
Jojo Rabbit.
Great movie.
Knives Out.
Great movie.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Great. It's great.
Good movie.
Rocket Man.
Great movie.
This is a good...
That's a tough category.
Best Performance by an Actress, Musical or Comedy. From Knives Out. The Woman.
Hmm?
As Kevin said.
So that's what
the
I called
lead
her.
Woman. Oh, yeah, the lead
you didn't
woman.
Know her name.
I didn't know her name.
You said, you know, the woman.
She's amazing.
Ana de Armas.
Yes.
From Knives Out. Awkwafina for The Farewell. Cate Blanchett for Where'd You Go, Bernadette. Beanie Feldstein for Booksmart.
All right.
And Emma Thompson for Late Night. I love Emma Thompson.
Late Night's one of those movies that will never show up in Oscar time. Like, but it is a Golden Globe kind of nom. What are you? Are you?
What are you saying?
You okay?
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Daniel Craig for Knives Out. Right?
But it ends up all right on your ears after a while.
Roman Griffin Davis for Jojo Rabbit. Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Taron Egerton for Rocket Man. And Eddie Murphy, Dolomite Is My Name.
All right, is Griffin Davis the kid?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm looking. I'm assuming he is. Yeah, he's the kid. He's great.
Cool.
He's a child.
Is this Ricky Gervais? Is that he's hosting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I was like, in Jojo Rabbit? No. That would be kind of cool, though. Yeah. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture. I'm sorry, supporting actress. Kathy Bates, Richard Jewell, Annette Bening, The Report, Laura Dern, Marriage Story, Jennifer Lopez, Hustler, Margot Robbie, Bombshell. Supporting actor in a movie. Tom Hanks, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Anthony Hopkins, The Two Popes. Al Pacino, The Irishman.
Whoa.
Joe Pesci, The Irishman. Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Okay, that, supporting role.
That category is crazy.
That is crazy.
Insane.
That's like all A-list people for supporting.
Yeah. Best screenplay, motion picture. Noah Baumbach for Marriage Story. Bong Joon-ho and Han Jin-won for Parasite.
That's the movie.
Anthony McCarten for The Two Popes. Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And Steve Zaillian for The Irishman. I didn't know how to say his name. Let's move over to TV.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it just seems like I'm naming things, but that's what I'm doing. Best TV series drama. Big Little Lies, The Crown, Killing Eve, The Morning Show, and... Is it Succession or Succession? It's Succession, right?
Yes,
it is.
Okay, good. Best performance by an actress in a television series, drama. Jennifer Aniston for The Morning Show. Olivia Colman for The Crown. Jodie Comer for Killing Eve. Don't let my voice sway you
as to who
I think should win.
Yeah, okay.
Jodie Comer for Killing Eve. Nicole Kidman, Big Little Lies, and Reese Witherspoon for The Morning Show. That's drama because Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, and they kind of put them against each other on The Morning Show. That's a lot. Best performance by an actor in television series drama. Brian Cox for Succession. Kit Harington, Game of Thrones. Rami Malek for Mr. Robot. Tobias Menzies for The Crown. And Billy Porter for Pose. All right, now we're getting into the good stuff.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Sorry to sit tight for all this. Mm-hmm. Best TV series, musical or comedy, Barry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fleabag.
Yes.
The Kominsky Method.
Yeah, what?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
The Politician.
Okay.
So that's a stat category.
Let's go Barry.
We're going Fleabag.
All right,
I'll we go are Barry. Going Fleabag.
I'll accept either.
Yeah. This second season of Fleabag was one of the best things I've ever seen on television. However, a couple of the Barrys, this series, were the best episodes of television. The girl.
Greatest episode of television maybe of the year. Yeah, I mean, so good.
Best performance by an actress in a TV series. Christina Applegate, Dead to Me. Rachel Brosnahan, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Kirsten Dunst on Becoming a God in Central Florida. Natasha Lyonne, Russian Doll. And Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Fleabag.
Can't tell who you're rooting for at all.
Best performance by an actor in a television series, musical or comedy, Michael Douglas, The Kominsky Method. Bill Hader for Barry.
I love it.
Ben Platt, The Politician. Paul Rudd, Living With Yourself. I mean, that show. Honestly, anyone? Netflix, and then he played himself.
No.
I mean, anytime you've got two Paul Rudds, it's got to be a hit. Incorrect.
That is absolutely incorrect.
And Rami Yusuf
for Rami? Yeah. The comedy.
Is it?
Yeah, people seem to like it.
Too much TV.
There's too much TV, as
no
you know.
No idea what that even is.
Yeah.
Guys, we're out of time. I just listed a bunch of crap. Just go to the internet and go to the internet for your birthdays.
We have a recap of Acoustic coming up in a minute. And the top 10 sound bites of the year.
Which I'm very excited about.
It's one of those things that we really look forward to.
Yeah.
But first, the news can be super depressing. So on Mondays, we bring you great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for...
When McKinley Butson was 16 years old, at her family's dinner table, her father, a health professional, started discussing the side effects of radiation therapy given to those who are suffering from cancer.
Okay.
A year prior to that, she lost a family friend to cancer and saw the damage that the treatment can leave behind firsthand. Because a lot of people, you know, if you haven't experienced cancer in your family or personally, don't know that so much of the treatment that is given is obviously a miracle. It's medicine at its highest degree, but it also...
But you also have to treat it with poison.
Literal poison. Yeah. It terrorizes your body, takes control of it. And even though she was just 16 at the time and most of her peers were outside throwing rocks at her neighbor, Robbie Joyner, she knew she wanted to do something about it. So knowing she wouldn't be able to start college or med school at her age, this is a crazy story. She scoured YouTube in order to get the knowledge and research that she wanted.
I'm sorry, what?
I swear to God, she used the internet for good.
But YouTube?
She looked at YouTube videos. And because of that, and because of what she learned from searching the internet, she invented a malleable metallic shield that she's calling SMART, which stands for Scale Mail Armor for Radiation Therapy. It's an armor that cancer patients can wear that minimizes the negative effect radiation can have on your body. Mm-hmm. The crazy part? It works.
What?
Okay. Since then, she's gotten hospitals and treatment centers near her to test it, and she's adjusted the unit by those kind of observations, making it copper instead of lead, for example, and in the process became the first Australian to win the Intel International Science and Engineering Fair for her invention.
16?
16.
Wow.
2 years later, now at 18, it appears that Smart Armor will start a true clinical trial, so that means just like medicine and all the things that go on, in the next few weeks before the end of the year. She told reporters, one of the things that drives me most is curiosity and wanting to know if something can be done, especially if I can leave the world a little bit better than how I came. Guys, 16 years old.
Wow, that's crazy.
She, at that point, invented and figured out a way for cancer treatments to affect people in a less intrusive way.
Same.
What in, you were definitely not doing that.
Right, I wasn't doing
that. But what an incredible story from such a young girl. And it's something that we can watch forever. You know, like, this is just the start of this idea of this armor. And hopefully it's able to kind of take over the world.
Most of the time, all of these kind of breakthroughs with any kind of medicine or something, they come from research and labs and all
years
this
stuff.
She's watching
years.
YouTube.
YouTube, bro.
Crazy.
Wow. And that's the reason that it's my great news.
I'm sure you guys saw this video over the weekend of a little boy wearing a blue vest and a maroon tie sitting there in court about to be adopted. Did you see this video?
I did. Didn't see
it. It might be the most precious thing you've ever seen. He's just on this little swivel chair, his future soon-to-be adoptive parents next to him, but it's who's behind him that is kind of making this story even more special. Nearly two dozen kindergartners showed up. It's in his entire class showed up to his adoption hearing. This is a little five-year-old boy named Michael Clark Jr., and he was one of 36 children to be adopted on Thursday at the 23rd Annual Adoption Day in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He had been living with a man named Mr. Eaton and his wife since November of 2018. He was the couple's first foster child, and then in the spring, the courts terminated the parental rights of Michael's birth parents, and they thought, oh, we need to really step up. Let's adopt this little boy. So here's the thing. He invited his teachers and his classmates to the ceremony because he, quote, wanted his whole family to be there on his special day.
What a sweet little kid. Mm-hmm.
So you've got all of these kids behind him, and they've got rulers that they put little paper hearts on the top because they said the theme was love rules. And then they each stood up and gave testimonials about their little friend.
And judge
Michael.
Said, order in the court!
No.
I will throw you out!
Like, one boy got up and he's like, Michael is my best friend. Another kid stands up, I love Michael. And here's this little boy with his bow tie and his blue vest. You just see him swiveling back and forth in the chair between his friends and his newly soon-to-be parents. It is one of the most beautiful videos you're ever going to see. But it's also about how the whole community came together for this, because they decided, okay, this is going to be a great way to get these kids learning more about the community, conversations about adoption, whatnot. So once everything was signed off, they're like, okay, let's try and rent a bus. Then you couldn't get a bus. They needed 2 weeks for the bus. Finally, a bus company came up and they're like, oh no, we're giving you a bus. We're going to shuttle you guys there. One family was supposed to be on vacation. They're like, we'll push our vacation.
Wow.
We need to see this. So it was just a beautiful day. The little boy, Michael, just felt like king of the castle. It's such great video. And the parents said, I think he understands that this means that he has a permanent home now. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be taken away.
I do have a clip of the judge after they gave the testimony.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I don't believe a word of that.
Oh, that is Judge Judy. That is not a nice judge story.
I was told that that was a clip.
But congratulations to Michael Clark Jr. and to your new forever family. And that's my great news.
Mine involves a woman in New Hampshire named Laura Landerman Garber.
Okay.
She started a charity 17 years ago. She says, in American culture, the holidays are all about gathering together. For me, I wanted to be able to reach out and just maybe give a little bit of that to our servicemen and women overseas. Mm-hmm. So she started asking people who came to Friendsgiving to bring cards and to start making Christmas cards 17 years ago and start sending them to the troops
nice.
So that they would have a card from somebody. Mm-hmm. Here's the newscast. And Allie, I just have a question for you. Why
sure.
do they... Why do they have to do puns, or why do they have to rhyme in this case?
Also, does she probably do the news voice?
Well, you'll hear her.
Okay.
Wind your way through the stacks and sacks, boxes and bins, along the trail of bales of mail.
Come on.
Right?
We just started.
Doesn't
that is not my great news.
That's
that woman.
Her opening sentence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wind your way through the stacks and sacks, boxes and bins, along the trail of bales of mail.
Oh, wait. Is this Dr. Seuss?
I don't know.
Who's reporting this?
I want to punch her in the face, and this is a great news story.
That's
not
great. No. Kids,
bales of mail.
Wind your way through the stacks and sacks, boxes and bins, along the trail of bales of mail.
Stop it.
And you'll find Laura in her Hollis workshop.
This is like my Santa's workshop.
16 years ago, she enlisted her family in sending holiday greetings to troops.
I love that one.
2 years ago, she set a goal, 5,000 cards for everyone on board an aircraft carrier. She got triple that amount. So she formed the nonprofit Holiday Cards for Our Military New Hampshire Challenge to help with the postage.
By the way, I haven't heard any rhyming since the beginning.
She really led with false advertising.
Right?
And asked students across the state to sign on.
The message that we want to give to our warriors, to our freedom fighters who are far away from home.
50,000 cards went out last year, and this year...
I'm sorry, 50,000.
That's a lot of cards.
Huge Friendsgiving.
Last year.
The challenge reached every state. So far, 30 states and Canada have sent in more than 100,000 cards. Wow.
50,000 last year, 100,000 this year. Crazy.
Awesome.
It's a lot.
People are good. All of these people are just like, I'll do it. Little kids, like, they draw a little card and they send it to them. It's not great art, but I assume that they'll
Kevin's judging.
I assume that they'll enjoy it.
They should send it back. This is not good art.
Listen, take an art class and then get back to me.
This box just arrived from schools in Hawaii.
Look at all these cards.
This is amazing. Look at Santa on the beach.
We started this right here. New Hampshire. We're fierce, you know, we're small in size, but we're so large in heart.
All this holiday spirit ships out in 1 week. In Hollis, Gene Mackin, WMUR, News 9.
It's Christmas time in Hollis, New Hampshire.
There it is. That would have been good, too.
Yeah. Right? What was she thinking?
And that's my great top 10 sound bites of the year.
Oh, yeah.
In about 10 minutes.
Very exciting.
Acoustic Christmas weekend was so fun.
It was a lot.
Super fun.
I got to tell you again, and we say this a lot, and we truly mean it. The K-Rock listeners are awesome.
They really are.
And everyone is just so nice and so happy and happy to be there, and they're rooting for the bands to be good. You know what I mean? Like, it's already a positive room before the bands even come out.
There's a lot of love in there,
yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's amazing. We did get to interview a few people. We got to interview Jack White from the Wreckin' Tours.
Which was awesome.
Along with Brendan, yeah.
Remember his hat?
I do remember his hat because it's the same hat Allie had. Mm-hmm. She pointed it out 15 times.
Oh, no, I didn't. He pointed it out to me because he was not wearing a hat. And then the interview ends and he goes, I like your hat. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And he goes, I have one too. And he took it out like from his pocket. And I said, oh my God, will you put it on? We'll take a picture. And he goes, yeah. And then we got so excited about hats, and then it was weird, because I'm like, let's take a picture in our hats. Real dumb, because he's Jack White.
He is Jack White.
He's very cool.
Oh,
although I asked him maybe the worst question that's ever been asked, honestly, right?
It's generic.
It's filler.
Yeah.
It's filler. Okay. Yeah. But his answer is gold. It's fun to be back and to be playing shows again?
No.
Straight faced,
and then he broke up laughing.
Love
I was like, wow, Jack
Love
White
it.
Being funny. That's so great.
I got to ask him a baseball question, and his face lit up. I asked him if the Astros are found guilty of cheating, should they have to return the trophies? And I've never seen someone act so fast to go, yeah, no, they should definitely return it. 100%.
You cussed and was
said
like, absolutely, they cheated.
Yeah. And then I said, but all teams do that. And he goes, yeah, but if they're caught, they need to give it back.
Yeah.
Just cut and dry.
I think he's right.
Highlights from the first night. Beck, how do you explain?
He's Beck,
if
man.
If you were to explain Beck to somebody who'd never heard him, how would you do that?
He's genre breaking, right? He's all over the place thematically. He tries so many things.
He's a funky,
just funky.
White, like dork. Yes. And I say that with love. I love Beck. He's unique. Mm-hmm. There's nobody else on the planet like him.
Yeah.
And those people should be celebrated. I just love him.
Okay.
It's like a Prince if he shopped at a Silver Lake vintage shop.
Yes, sort of.
Yeah, okay. Kind of.
I loved Angels and Airwaves.
Loved.
Thought they were so great.
Same.
Can we discuss Cage the Elephant?
Yes.
Wow, that lead singer is something. Very festive.
Yeah, that's happened before, and he gets a little nutty.
Yeah, took off all his clothes.
Nice little striptease act.
A lot of times when you crowd surf, you're on your stomach or you're on your back.
But that's 100% right there.
Yeah.
Front or back.
He was crowd surfing on his feet.
Oh.
Just balancing until he wasn't.
Yeah. How long do you think he thought that was going to go? Like, they're going to pass him back to the back and all the way to the front?
I don't know. I don't know what happens in that man's brain.
I'm not sure the time is a constraint for him, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't think
sure.
he knows what
time. No, but I just thought, not time, but just like, will they all hold me up? Because right. the answer is no.
They put on an amazing show.
They did, yeah.
They really did.
KGL's he has no pizza experience.
What?
He has no pizza experience.
No, that's true.
Okay, good.
Cherry pizza.
which we should at least just quickly say.
Okay.
We were in catering. Kevin loves him some dessert. We know mm-hmm. that. The food was very good. He got up to get dessert, brought it back. I looked at it, and he looked at me, and he said, yeah, I got some cherry pizza. And then realized he said cherry pizza, and then went, no, I mean cherry pie. But I do think that deep down, Kevin believes it's cherry pizza.
Look, there's no question.
No question at all.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. No, I mean, right? I mean cherry pizza.
Jensen also had a really complicated plan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To watch Beck, mm-hmm. but then leave at a certain point after his new song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
needed it to be in the first four.
So Jensen's mm-hmm. plan was based on him singing
yeah.
Uneventful Days as song four.
Mm-hmm. And or, if that before, happened, or two, whatever, before song
but
four.
But song four, if that happened, everything would be perfect.
Because
for
then I would go back to the hotel, mm-hmm. which I had asked for just so I had a place to poo that was private. I would go there, poo, and then take my car home back to the valley.
Perfect plan.
Didn't work out,
unfortunately. Yeah. The song I wanted to hear, Uneventful Days, was number 8, but it sounds good when you play the clip.
Uneventful days, uneventful nights. Living in the dark, waiting for the light. Caught up in these never-ending battle lines. Everything has changed, nothing here feels right.
I gotta tell you, too, he dances like Prince.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got moves.
He's very cool, but he's also like the drunk guy at the wedding. Like, in a great way.
Yes. Yeah. Who's having the
best time
ball.
Of his life.
He's having the best time of his life, and he doesn't care that anyone isn't with him.
Yeah.
He just loves it.
It's a weekend. He doesn't have to do his insurance job. He's just dancing and cutting a rug.
Sunday night? Last night?
Oh, can we discuss, first of all, the Interrupters?
Yes, please.
How much we love them as human beings. They showed up for the interview. This is Amy and Kevin, Justin and Jesse, all of them holding stockings to give to each of us. And they were stockings filled with gifts.
Yeah.
They
brought us gifts.
Beanies.
That shouldn't happen. We should have given them gifts.
A toothbrush. Agreed. Like, total stocking stuffers in this. They are just, it's who they are. They're just kind and sweet, and they're lovely. And then they went on stage and kicked ass.
They were awesome.
They're just so good.
She stood on a box.
She had to, yeah.
She was standing on a box.
She is shorter than me and just a spitfire.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rock on Tours.
Yeah.
I think it was a performance of the night.
Unbelievable.
That's really tough. That's a tough category from last night because there were so many good bands. But Rock on Tours, I agree, were
amazing.
Just
I was blown away by 1975's first song, People.
Uh-huh.
They really come out hard with that song.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you start with that?
It is intense.
It's an intense performance.
Their entire set was great.
Amazing. By the way,
it is a super funny song.
Yeah.
Because while they're performing it live, they have a screen behind them that says the lyrics. So if you know, it was the first time I really listened to every word. And it's a super funny kind of take on his generation and what they think they deserve and how they're being kind of mistreated. It's really good.
They were amazing.
And
loved
then
it.
Mumford and Sons come
Good
out.
Lord.
Yes.
And
good
they
Lord.
Were amazing.
Yeah. They are so good.
And
they
then
really
21
are.
Pilots came out.
What happened?
It was a lot of act. Yeah. 21 Pilots had a burning car behind them. I'm not for reals. Uh-huh. There was a car that was part of their stage set, and it was on fire.
There's nothing that you could say that I wouldn't believe about 21 Pilots because they are out of their minds.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on such a great stage show.
Yeah. Out of their minds.
Well said.
Stryker and Klein coming out to introduce them in the masks.
Yes.
Concerning. Like, they loved that moment so much, and I feel like they might have left and robbed some people. I just feel like they were so in the moment. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, they are feeling it. Concerning.
Yeah, very concerning,
It was a blast.
It was a blast.
It was such a fun time.
A great weekend. Two charities the money went to.
Yeah.
So we'd like to thank everybody for that and for buying tickets and for if you watch it on the webcast or webcam, as I called it last night, whatever.
I did say that people watching on a webcam are probably doing something different. Very excited for this. We're approaching the end of the year, which means we do our countdowns. Mm-hmm. And as a soundbite guy, this is the one that speaks directly to me. So we're going to count down the top 10 drops of the year.
I
audio clips that we play on the show. Which one will be on top? No one knows. Audio clips, also known as drops. Which one will have a shot? This is Top Drops.
Top Drops. This is Top Drops. This is Top Drops.
Which one will be on top?
Top Drops. This is Top Drops. This is Top Drops.
Which one will be on top?
The Top Drops of 2019.
Last night, we actually went to Twitter and Instagram to ask people what their favorite drops of the year were.
Because we don't remember
everything. Well, that's the thing. It's so hard for us to remember the ones throughout the whole entire year. And we got such a good response. It actually changed a lot of my answers.
So, is that right?
It did. It did. I saw some and I went, you know what? That probably does deserve to be higher. Or, oh, I didn't even think of that one. So understand, don't be mad at just me. Be mad at the listeners.
Okay.
The party people.
So you're already complaining about this.
Well,
I mean, you're
just
already
setting up.
Taking up a defensive position.
Setting up the hate mail. So let us know at Kevin and Bean on Twitter or Instagram what you guys think. But let's start with some runners up.
Okay. This is Top Drops.
Now, I think sometimes there is a victim of what I call recent time,
okay,
right? So something comes up right near the end of the year, and it doesn't yet have the body of work to deserve a top 10 space.
Right.
But I think it would have been on its way had this popped up earlier.
Le Maître.
Okay, so Le Maître, we didn't know what it was.
Le Maître.
And it came just from mugs going through names in the system. And we found out later that it was a pick of the jam, like a...
That's my jam pick by Kevin.
But we still don't know why this is in the system, why the name is.
Le Maître.
Anyway.
I think I didn't know how to say the name of the band or rapper, whoever
right.
it was.
Uh-huh.
And so I went to the internet and found the name so that somebody could say it correctly.
Okay, because then it just ended up in our system.
Yes.
All right, great.
This is Top Drops.
Now, one of the most controversial picks of the year, listen, I would never put it on the list, but I would say that it was the second highest that we got from the audience.
Really?
It is the most polarizing drop of 2019. Allie hates it, but boy, did a lot of people answer with it, because it was not going to be on my list, but it had to make runner-up. Okay, so the last runner-up is one that I think came late as well, but this is a great drop, and we'll probably always use it.
Isn't that creepy?
That's Mike Tyson on his podcast. Okay, let's move into the top 10. You ready?
This is Top Drops.
All right, number 10. This happened to Bean, the late Bean. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
I think
it's not only just a drop, it's a moment that will be remembered forever, but here's the clip.
My cat just bit me on the foot. That really hurt.
As you know, Bean had allowed a stray cat into his studio.
He called it my cat.
Left the door open for it. Mm-hmm. And then all day, he talked about how great this cat was and how it's now his spirit animal. And then literally, as we were going off the air, the cat bit him and cut him and drew blood.
Blood was dripping down his leg.
That's right.
It was pretty awesome.
It was. So that's my number 10 and a great way to remember someone who passed away.
This is Top Drops.
Number 9, this is very easy to remember. Let's play the clip.
You're a stanky-ass white man.
This was Allie explaining as to why you need a towel to wash your butt.
A washcloth, yes.
Kevin said that he never has had one,
mm-mm,
only uses his hand, and that was a caller's response to you.
You're a stanky-ass white man.
Yep.
All right, let's move to number 8.
This is Top Drops.
I would like to see it.
Love it.
A great drop that found its way into the show, which I love. Moving on, number 7. This, I didn't even know if this would have made the list, but so many people responded, and here it is.
Do you have chicken finger?
It's Rosie O'Donnell from a movie where she plays a slow woman, and for some reason she asked for chicken fingers,
mm-hmm,
which I don't really know why. But anyway, that's my number 7. Number 6 is one of 2 from Muggs, and I mean, I say it in my normal life all the time.
I swear, when?
This is Top Drops.
As you know, he asked people at Cheers, mm-hmm, what their biggest injury was.
Yeah.
And why did we love this guy so much?
I mean, did you hear him say split lip?
Split lip.
And then when he tried to explain it to us, we didn't understand what that was either. All right, number 5.
This is Top Drops.
Kevin gives us so much gold, mm-hmm, but I'm not sure that anything will ever beat this.
Is it Heimer?
He was looking at the call screen, couldn't understand it was Jamie.
It was literally Jamie.
Or Jaime. We don't know.
Could be Jaime.
But either way, he said, is it Heimer?
Is it Heimer?
Yeah. Is it Heimer?
Yeah.
Okay. Number 4 is...
This
A great drop, but also an argument for caller of the year. Now, let me remind everyone, we had just given out a prize. All of us celebrated, and then there was a silence.
We went to the winner.
We went to the winner, silent, and then this.
What's going on?
Oh, my God, I love that. How is he not number one?
I know, not number one.
Oh, what? I loved him.
We named him. Yeah. We said his name.
We're cheering for him.
He's the winner.
So excited.
And he comes back with,
what's going on?
And that became,
you won!
By the way, my family, everyone says what's going on
what's going on?
That cadence now and that voice. You're right. It could have been a number one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. This is Top Drops. Number three. Here it is.
Bean, touch my peen.
Now,
how is that not
also
number one?
Could have been a number one. As you know, I purchased a cameo from Chris Hansen. He talked to the late Bean and said that was his screen name, Bean, touch my peen.
Bean, touch my peen.
Couldn't believe Chris Hansen said it for $50.
That was awesome.
And that has lived on forever. Number two could also be a number one. This is Top Drops. Let's hear it.
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
another cheers clip for Muggs. He asked a person at the bar, does he believe that we landed on the moon or is it fake? And that's what we got.
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
I mean, that's truly incredible clip that I will never stop. And I hear people say I do believe now in normal life. And I'm just like,
that's all you think about.
Can't hear it any other way. Now, number one, I don't find controversial, but I do think that it had the largest effect on the show. Okay, so maybe it's not a drop that you're dying to have every day, but I think that this has the longest lasting sort of domino butterfly effect on the show.
Okay.
This is the number one clip of 2019.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
100%.
I mean, it seemed to me like an obvious choice.
Yeah.
Again, it was a listener calling in to do a Hulk Hogan voice, and at the last minute was nervous we didn't understand it and wanted to drop it. And now I would say 30% of Afro calls end with it.
Absolutely.
This is Hulk Hogan, by the way. Everybody does it.
I think that is the best pick, and that was the top 10 drops of 2019.
This is Top Drops. The Top Drops of 2019.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. We're a little loopy today.
Oh, yeah.
So if you hear something that's a little nutty out of alley, perhaps, and what's happening.
Definitely. It's definitely out of alley.
How dare you? Jeez. Oh, are we doing? Crap, it's what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kidding.
7:52.
Kidding.
Okay.
She wasn't.
She definitely was not kidding.
She wasn't kidding.
I wasn't really kidding, to be honest. Here's the thing. I woke up this morning after a whopping 3 hours of sleep after Acoustic and driving back from Anaheim, and I see one of my favorite wrestlers trending, Rikishi, and my heart dropped because I love him so much. Mm-hmm. I've done live shots with him when I was on the news. I actually had him do his... stank face?
It's stink face.
But where he puts his butt up to your face and he farts on you, that's like his big move.
Just
in
the for
the ring.
Record, I don't think he ever technically farted.
He didn't, but it was his butt.
Yeah, it was just his butt.
He had this like black thong type thing that he'd wear.
With a little bit of like, what would you call that? Like cloth over it.
Yeah, so it was like a wider thong. I don't know. Here's the thing. My fear was, oh my God, Rikishi has passed away. What a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I clicked on the trend, and it was about Lizzo. I thought, well, this is weird. And then I realized why. Because Lizzo went to the Lakers game last night wearing what looked to be like a long black T-shirt. But then when she turned around, the back was cut out of the T-shirt right at the butt area. So it was her full butt with like the same black, like, thong that Rikishi would wear. So she had an exposed butt.
Did she put it in anyone's face?
She was standing up, dancing during the game, twerking, doing all that. My question is, this is not a sizist thing, anything. If somebody with, like, if it was Beyonce, if it was Pink, if it was Taylor Swift wearing that same outfit, I would say the same thing.
Because you love Lizzo, by
what
the way.
What the hell are you doing, Lizzo? If I wore that, I would be kicked out of Staples Center in a heartbeat.
I think that I was so shocked to see she wasn't kicked out.
It makes no sense. I don't understand what you're doing. It's not about body shaming in the least.
It wouldn't matter what body it was.
It doesn't matter what body you're in. You don't show up with your ass. It's a family.
It's also like
hanging out.
Family event, an NBA game. It's not like
it's so bizarre to me.
Fear, horniness, fear-based horniness.
I don't.
That's odd.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Is this the first like major misstep?
I think the plagiarism was a major misstep.
That. Okay.
Honestly, I'm not sure everyone's going to agree with us in a weird way.
Oh, you think the butt's good?
No, I don't think it is. But I'm saying, I think a lot of people will think it's fine. But I just am more like, if my kid was sitting behind her.
What will I tell my children?
I don't know. It would just be a weird moment of just like her butt's out.
It's a teachable moment. You just say, you see that? Don't do that.
People will go the route of, oh, she's so unapologetically herself, and let's give it up for her. She's secure. She's this. She's
and
that.
We believe that.
And I believe all that.
And she could do, and at her concert, I'd feel that exact way with that outfit.
Yeah.
It just seems weird to do it
at a
basketball
Lakers game.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all very weird. But
why not?
Here's the bottom line. I'm so happy Rikishi is not dead.
I know. He's alive and well.
That's the bottom line in all of this.
Yeah.
I was
that
like,
was the end of the story?
What are you doing? Oh, at least Rikishi's not dead. That was my takeaway. And then I had to see this news. I mean, the hits just keep coming. Snooki, who rose to fame on the MTV reality series Jersey Shore.
It's still happening.
Has announced that she has quit the show's reboot, Jersey Shore Family Vacation, because you know what? She doesn't like being away from her kids. She loves being a mom, and it's just too much time away from the kids. She also said, I can't keep up with that lifestyle anymore.
I don't look sad, but I really am disappointed.
If I'm being honest, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were paying her a lot of money to go back there and be like, oh, I'm a meatball.
I gotta get drunk.
I'm happy for her to say, listen, I'm a mom. I'd rather spend time with my kids and, quite frankly, going out and drinking and doing all that.
Is
every
it possible
day.
That she's growing up?
Yeah, I
think
so.
I think our little Snooki is all grown up.
I sat next to JWoww at a wrestling event recently.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's grown up.
No?
No, I don't think so.
I believe JWoww is going through a breakup, so she might be doing the
like the tour.
Really feeling herself.
I wonder if the guy she was with at that thing was I think he was a new guy. I don't think it was the one she broke up with. But boy, I was like,
hey, King of Mexico, say on the air what you just said to me.
I'm bummed.
King of Mexico.
Oh, he stopped listening.
He just said something on the air. I just asked him, dude, he's not listening.
He's done.
What's happening? Can you repeat what he said?
Dave?
Oh, he's screaming in the other room. Is it just not coming through on the air?
Come on in, Dave.
Come on in, Dave.
He says you have to select me. Dave is 4 feet away.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I did.
What do you have to say? I'm happy we did this. This is going to pay off.
Yeah.
I don't know which one's on.
There
worth
you go.
It.
Here we go. Yellow. Worth it.
JWoww has a 24-year-old boyfriend on the show.
On the show? That wasn't the guy with she was
okay,
with
JWoww was like 30. Who cares?
No, I think JWoww
was a little older. Yeah, she's a little older.
Let me see. Hold on.
That's it?
Okay, that's all. That what? Really?
Thing?
That's
that,
it?
That was the big
drama.
She is
younger than I thought. She is 33.
She's 33 and she's a 24. Oh, stop the presses.
Yeah.
It's like,
But it's cool because the 24-year-old boyfriend started hitting on Angelina, started kissing her.
This
and
is the
boom,
show.
Thanks,
they were
Kevin.
About,
yeah,
they,
Kevin,
they
thanks.
Were about
thanks
fight.
A lot, Kevin.
Oh, it got so exciting.
This is on me. Right.
Jersey Shore.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Fist bump. Sucks.
Fist bump.
Sorry.
Thank you, King of Mexico, for the decline of Western civilization.
That's my bad. Yeah. That one's on me.
Mm.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my day is ruined.
My day is ruined, too, sir. All right, some birthdays for you. Dame Judi Dench, Felicity Huffman, John Malkovich, Jacob Dylan, Trey Cool, and Simon Helberg.
Cake.
Yeah.
Fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
The jam, man. Lead. Fruitcake.
Heavy as lead.
If it hits you in the head, fruitcake.
Takes a turn.
It could kill you dead.
Wow.
Fruitcake.
I thought he loved it.
Yeah, fruitcake.
Did you guys know that Bob Dylan wrote this?
Artificial color, artificial flavor. Your family don't want it. Give it to a neighbor.
It's fruitcake.
Yeah, fruitcake.
Come on.
It's a bop.
It's so good.
So good. So
it's officially good. Christmas.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin Bean Show. It is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
I've been dreading this.
I didn't want to do it. I'm going to say it right now.
So do we still do it?
Who ruined S-A-N-T-A?
For you. But
for you.
Who, which we now, I think, can just say, who ruined the spirit of Christmas for you?
Okay.
Or something like that. Like, now we can start using codes.
In case young kids are listening.
Yeah.
Correct.
So we're going to use code. We're going to say what?
Spirit of Christmas.
Spirit of Christmas.
Who ruined the spirit of Christmas for you, S-A-N-T-A?
Yeah. Okay, well, why don't we just say that S-A-N-T-A then?
See, no, that's the last thing.
I think
some
that's the last
kids
time.
Can spell that, and they're now in the car right now, and they're like, oh, are we doing this? What's happening? Mm. And now...
This is where they count on their parents.
To turn it off?
To be parents.
Don't turn it off. Turn the volume down.
Okay. I told...
Keep us alive.
I told, I don't know, 8 people over the weekend that they were terrible parents. They were like, oh, yeah, my kids listen to you. I'm like, you're a terrible parent.
Not a good idea. Just turn us down.
1-800-520-1067. Mm-hmm. I assume most of these stories are going to be older brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because in the most case, that's sort of how it works
or
out.
Or a kid at school.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Somebody else finds out, they then have to spoil it for you as well.
Yeah.
And tell you that S-A-N-T-A.
Well, the spirit of Christmas.
And now...
Spirit of Christmas.
We're spoiling it for you.
No, we're not, because we're using such clever code.
No.
The spirit of Christmas.
Who ruined it for you?
If nobody calls, we don't have to do this segment.
I like the segment.
No? Because you hate children.
Well, I had kids, and at some point...
I think you still do.
I still do.
Yep.
At some point, you go, my kids are going to be made fun of if they... Still, you know what I mean? Like, at some point, you have to fill them in on...
Do you?
Yeah. Oh.
Because you need to...
Because school is... people in school are cruel. Kids at school.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't want my kid to be dumb.
To believe in joy. Yeah,
to believe
in
joy.
I get
That's
it.
What I meant to say instead of dumb.
To be optimistic, to not be jaded. Those are hard things to live with.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when I found out at 17, it was rough. It was just, I had a...
Was it 17?
Yeah, I mean, I was in high school, and I was just like, what?
Yeah.
What, the spirit of Christmas?
Kevin, you're whispering
I know,
off
air
is very close to the
mic.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, so I...
Destiny, if you could grab this.
Yeah.
I loved the spirit of Christmas.
Okay.
The spirit of Christmas was so much that I would leave a note for the spirit of Christmas.
Even as a Jew.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is I went to school in the San Fernando Valley, the Calabasas area, which is mostly filled with people who do not celebrate the spirit of Christmas, of the Jewish persuasion, like myself. And those kids did not allow me to believe much longer.
Aww.
They crushed your spirit.
They crushed my spirit very early.
In, 17,
No, in actual life, in preschool.
No!
Preschool.
Yeah, I went to a place called Egremont, which was like my parents were like had money for like a year, and I went to a private school that 1 year, and then they were like, "Oh, can't do that ever again." And at that,
but they got for their money, they ruined the spirit of Christmas for you.
They paid for me to no longer have sort of an outlook on life that is positive.
In preschool,
yeah,
that
preschool.
Is so rotten.
They said, "Wait, what? Who's getting?" And I said, "The spirit of Christmas." And they said, "The spirit of Christmas isn't real." And I said, "Excuse me." And then they said, "It's spirit of Christmas is within your parents." And I said, oh, and then I came home and I said to my mom, I said, Mom, is the spirit of Christmas real? And she said, no. I said, Mom, don't give me that spirit BS. Is the spirit of Christmas real? And she said, no. And then I cried and she cried. And then I said, but what about the Easter Bunny? And she was like, let's do that next week. It's too much right now.
Too much.
Yeah, let's deal with that
Can't
tomorrow.
Handle it
do you like
same
leather
time.
Pants, son?
Yeah. Here's another pair.
Let's talk to Nick in Laguna Beach, 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number. If you want to call, Nick,
then
good morning.
Remember, Nick, to talk about the
spirit
of
Christmas.
Not the actual
guy,
person.
Not the man.
All right, Nick.
Okay, so the moment I lost my virginity for the spirit of Christmas
That's good enough. I mean,
that'll work. Kids
will
accept
it.
Kids understand that.
Okay, so I was outside, and I was outside my parents. They had, like, you know, a master bedroom with a bathroom. The doors closed, and I heard my dad talking about, like, stuff that I wanted for Christmas, Coleco, whatnot. And and he's talking about what they're going to get me. And I'm like, what? He's in the bathroom. And I open the door. And first of all, of course, like this wall, my dad's on the pot.
Yes.
No clothes on.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's horrifying.
Smell. It was bad. That was bad enough. The wafting smell. And then my mom is like a foot from him. And I'm like, so I'm like blown away. Why is my mom in there talking to my dad while he's taking a crap
right.
about my Christmas gifts? And, you know, they try to play it off, but from that point
forward,
they're
doing the Dirty Sanchez, clearly.
All right.
Oh, I don't know, man. It was weird. And as I grew up, it became weirder and weirder.
There really were two levels to what was broken today.
Literally two.
Yeah, two levels. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When I think about it now, I do get that kind of, you know, the smell.
We got that.
The smell of Christmas. All right.
Okay.
The smell of Christmas. All right. 1-800-520-1067. We will take your calls coming up next. Music from Beck next. First, let's go to Sarah in Santa Clarita. Who ruined the spirit of Christmas for you, Sarah?
Sister Teresa ruined it for my entire first grade class at the same time.
Wait, Sister Teresa meaning a nun?
She was a nun. She was my teacher for first grade. I went to Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
And she told us all at the same time. So just imagine a room full of first graders.
Why would a nun do that? What is her purpose?
Because it is about Jesus,
right.
And it's not about the spirit of Christmas.
But the spirit of Christmas can still be there.
I don't know. Yeah, she was from Guam, and she was this real no-nonsense. So I had to go home and tell Mom, you know, Sister Teresa said this. Is it true?
Yeah.
You can't argue with a nun.
Sister Teresa was my sister Malua. They didn't put up with anything. I get it.
She just seems like she's trying to stop fun.
Well, Catholic school.
That stops fun too.
We're guilty about it if we have it.
Good point.
1-800-520-1067. Hold on, we'll talk to you next. On Saturday night, Beck came out at the Acoustic Christmas and started with that song.
Yeah, that's a good lead, man.
Starting strong.
Yeah.
Right? That was a great night. All right, let's talk to Emma in North Hollywood.
Kevin. Starstrong.
How dare you?
Morning.
Morning, Emma. We're talking about who ruined the spirit of Christmas for you, or did you?
Yeah, I was the ruiner, but in my defense, I didn't know any better. I was 5 years old in kindergarten, and it's important to know that I'm Jewish, and I grew up in the Bible Belt.
Okay.
So I was in kindergarten, and a friend of mine was talking about, you know, the spirit and how excited she was, and I was just sort of like, yeah, that's not a thing.
That's not real.
I don't know what you're talking about. And she was devastated, and I didn't know what was going on, because, again, I was five.
Right.
Yeah.
And her mother went off on me.
Really?
Full-on grown woman screaming at a child.
Yeah.
It was not pretty.
Well, yikes. I think you were paying for your sins at that point with her.
Absolutely.
I think it was probably a bigger issue.
It was deserved?
Yeah. Probably a much larger thing.
We've talked about getting it a little late in life, like say around 17, but Christina on line 7, I think she learned a little late.
Hey, Christina.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Just to clarify, it's not like I still believe that there was, you know, some person coming down.
The spirit of Christmas.
The spirit of Christmas, please.
Yep, you didn't think the spirit of Christmas was real.
Right. There, I thought that there was definitely something magical going on there. It was in my 7th grade science class. I forgot how it got brought up, but my teacher said, yeah, you know, it's kind of like that fib that, you know, that Santa.
What is wrong with you?
The spirit of Christmas.
Christina, we can't trust you.
You're on my naughty list.
That the spirit of Christmas isn't real. And I was like, no, it really is, you know, and I can, you know, prove it. I lied and said I put a camera in my parents' bedroom that night.
Seventh grade,
Christina.
I said, you know, I watched it and, you know, they were asleep the entire time and the whole room was just quiet and there was this awkward silence. And so that day I went home and I told my parents, like, hey, like, is this real? And they were also quiet too, just like the, you know, the classroom.
Yeah.
And I heard from the other room, my sister goes, wait, you guys haven't told her?
Oh no.
And
nice.
That's pretty much how I found out. And at the time,
Seventh grade.
I don't agree with that girl, but Christina, I think it's precious and adorable. And I'm glad you lasted that long.
I'm haunted to this day.
It's not exactly
okay.
what we were right. happy about, but what are you going to do?
What I don't get is what's happening on line 8 with Brian. What is this?
Yeah, what's going on here? It seems like a drama.
Brian.
Yes, well, you keep talking about ruining the spirit of Christmas
yes.
and how it's such a bad thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I need to give you the perspective from the other side as a parent
okay.
of an 8-year-old who still believes, watches all the movies, mm-hmm. and believes all the magic of the spirit of Christmas.
But, Brian, that's so sweet, isn't it?
Let him.
And then he expects this wonderful gift, which comes from somebody else that, you know, his mom and his dad worked hard to get
oh,
and provide.
Listen, no,
Brian wants to thank you.
I want you to thank me for that gift.
Brian, there's a suit you could wear. Could always just sort of pass along the spirit, and you could be the spirit, and you could get your thank you.
Okay, all
Wait,
right.
So hold on. So you want to tell your kid?
I want to, but his mom won't let me.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think there's something
deeper. I mean, I don't see a whole lot of benefit to prolonging this. He's 8. You know, we're turning a corner and lots of things. We need to come to reality.
Wow.
I mean, I do like Brian's gusto to ruin people's day.
Yeah.
But
it's mostly because Brian wants to be thanked for gifts.
Right.
Brian, I understand your mission.
You're
I
a
get
self-centered
it a
son of a bitch. That's
I
what we're saying. This past weekend, of course, was Acoustic Christmas. What a great weekend.
It was so fun.
A lot of cool people there, a lot of nice people, a lot of great bands.
Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Great performances.
Mm-hmm.
We got a chance to interview a lot of bands, including Tom DeLonge and Angels and Airwaves.
Mm-hmm. You're always in for something when you're going to interview Tom DeLonge.
Yes, and you know that ahead of time, and he brings it anyway.
Yeah.
And here is our interview with him. We are backstage with Angels and Airwaves, you guys.
Yes.
How about that?
Hello.
Very excited to have you at Acoustic Christmas.
Well, thank you for inviting me back in the building. It's been a few years.
It has.
I know there's a few restraining orders,
there
but
are.
I'm happy to be here.
We lifted them for one night.
It's far away enough from a school.
Yes, and, yeah. But don't try and come back tomorrow.
Or from a zoo, if you will.
Yeah.
Wow. Go on.
Yeah. From a zoo. How does it feel to start playing live again after, what, 7 years?
Yeah, it feels great. We started off a couple months ago on a U.S. tour, and we are still going hard through wintertime, and it's amazing.
Your next stop is Milwaukee. That's going to suck.
It's actually,
I'm telling
I don't want to have to correct you. It's Milwaukee.
Okay.
Oh, right.
I mean,
I have read
awkward.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have read that. Kevin,
I'm just saying it's 60 here, and it's probably 120 below there. So.
Oh, my God. You know what's crazy about that town? Have you, Alon, have you ever played like Eagles Ballroom and all that?
Yes.
It's wild. There's this building where all these people died down
yes,
below.
Yes, it's like haunted.
It's what? Haunted.
Yeah.
I think the hotel across the street is
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Dahmer had some... Oh, delicious meals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Milwaukee is better than I thought.
I would go on a tour of this town.
That is the best next stop. Congratulations.
Wait, can I ask how everyone died downstairs? Was this
was
like at one time?
There's a pool okay. down there that's drained, and everyone there's like 11 people drowned in it. And I know this because back on the Warped Tour days.
Okay, but what about the other 89?
The 89 people?
You said 100 people.
Those details are not important.
You just
I'm not
11.
Good with math.
Just roll with it.
You know what? They never covered the pool. Okay. It was yeah. just people kept falling yeah. in year after
They're
year.
Still falling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
sorry, go on.
Well, in any case, we used to do mushrooms and go down there.
Go on.
On okay. the Warped Tour. Yes, mm-hmm. please do.
Yeah.
And I remember I went down there with this hardcore band from Warped Tour, mm-hmm. and it's like 120 degrees out there. It's super humid, but when you go down there, it's freezing.
Oh no!
And everything spooks you out because everything looks wild. You
yeah,
know? You're not on vitamin C.
Sure,
you're
right.
on
mushrooms.
You're on mushrooms.
Right,
yeah. right. No, that's the end of my story. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I mean I understand what you're saying, but do you believe?
Could I just say, if you don't mind, that yeah. was an anticlimactic.
Well, it's an indie. It's an indie story.
Okay.
Well, I just bought the rights to the movie, so I'm going to be writing the script about it. I'll keep the same ending.
I laughed. I cried.
Do you believe in that kind of stuff? Like, do you think that like that place is spooked and
ghoulish? Have you
I'll tell
met
what.
Tom DeLonge?
Well,
no,
does
he believe in that stuff?
They're not aliens. Those are dead people.
No, no. Yeah, he's into things that are otherworldly. You're talking about the people who are still
That's
here.
That's what
that
I
we
mean.
Can't see.
Yeah.
The stuff that I'm into, nobody on Earth understands.
Sure.
That's
okay.
just where it ends, right
but
there.
Same with me, but because I'm ridiculously dumb.
You know, it's interesting, the whole paranormal thing. I think everything that's ever been really paranormal turns out to be kind of more normal later on once
right.
science discovers it.
Sure.
So I think one day we'll find out what the whole ghost thing is, but mm-hmm. I think there's too many people. I've watched those shows on TV where they get scratched and stuff, and
yeah.
you're like, what's that? What
it's
is that?
Oh, you mean like ghost hunters?
Well, I didn't want to throw out. I watched different ones.
Well, I like the Ghost Hunters one because they're like
it's totally Ghost Hunters.
The Ghost Hunters one is like they're like three bros and they like walk in like, come on, dude, come out, ghost.
And not only that, their jeans are bedazzled.
Basically like Chris Angel if he like look for ghosts.
It's Chris Angel,
I'll tell you what though, at that specific venue, I was there once many years ago, and I did receive a blank text message that was dated to the '70s, which is awesome.
Seriously,
I swear to God,
without phones back then.
Exactly, that's what was.
Did you know that it's also the last venue?
I swear to God.
Buddy Holly and Richie Valens played at before they died.
What about the Big Bopper?
Yeah, was the Big Bopper.
Was he there?
He must have been there because he was on the plane, or maybe he was hitching a ride. And it was a bad call. He's
like, come on, Tom. Your story doesn't add up.
He's like, hello, Tom.
I don't know everything, woman.
Yes, you do. which brings us to another question I want to ask Alon. Does the phone ring and he ever just go, sorry, DOD?
To me?
Sorry, CIA, I got to step out.
You don't
have clearance.
No, that's to
that's
everybody else that he says no to because he's on the phone with these
other
people.
You know what's funny? Yesterday, I was in the car with our manager, and I was on this call, and I was a two-hour call, and we were driving up towards Santa Barbara County, and for almost the entirety of it, I kept muting it and kind of fill these guys in on some of what was being talked about. And it was something
it
like
that. It
was
the Department of Defense?
It was affiliated with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now they know you're not paying attention. You're like, well, they're talking.
Well, because I don't have much to add.
You're telling everybody else.
It's a defense contract stuff with my company. And I honestly, when it gets to that realm, even though I am CEO and chairman of the board, it makes no sense whatsoever.
You're not a CEO.
But I'm not. Trust me. But the entertainment thing is, you know, I fit into that division well. But when it gets into that stuff, I do just mute it and let everybody else talk. They're much smarter than I. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every guy I talk to just mutes it.
It's pretty much
full-blown conversations.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that,
anyway, what do you think? And then you hear, so nothing. Everything's pretty cool. It's very sad.
Yeah.
This Angels and Airwaves are here, and we're so excited to have you tonight.
That's right.
This is, by the way, it's a big honor to be here tonight. Our band has been away for a while.
Yeah.
We've been putting out music, but we haven't been touring. I'm really thankful to be here. Obviously, I've played at this event for many years in the past with Blink, but this is awesome. I'm really, really excited.
Excellent.
And I'm thankful. So thank you guys so much.
So are we.
We are.
Tom.
Yeah, well, your face doesn't show it.
I was going to say, tell your face.
So are we.
Tell it to your face.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I say, I'll sell it to my penis.
And then I kill a bunch of kids in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Oh, dead.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52. Allie McKay is here. Time for What's Happening.
Listen, we were very busy this weekend. We had Acoustic Christmas both Saturday and Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. We had the time of our lives. We weren't able to get to the theater this weekend, but a lot of people did. Frozen 2 brought in another $33.8 million at the box office. They've just crossed over the $800 million mark globally this weekend, which means they're going to hit $1 billion within the month of December. You heard me. $1 billion.
It's almost like if Disney releases something and it doesn't make $1 billion.
Yeah, people
it's
are
a
like,
failure.
What a flop.
That is a very tough standard to set for yourself.
It's crazy. Bonkers. It's bonkers.
Although Dumbo wasn't great. But
Dumbo, not great. No.
No.
Yeah, it's very, very sad.
I'm just saying Dumbo.
Yeah. Coming in second, Knives Out. Third, very close between Ford versus Ferrari and Queen and Slim. Only about $7,000 separates the two. And then rounding out the top five, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. The Irishman.
Yes.
You haven't started it.
No.
Neither have I.
I'm an hour in.
You're an hour in. Mm-hmm. Again, it's what? Three and a half hours long.
Yeah. Now, wait. Are you really excited for the rest of it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You are. Okay. Uh-huh. So far, you're in.
I love it.
Hour in.
So was there a specific place in that hour in that you're like, okay, I can stop it now and know when I come back, this is going to be it?
Oh, no, this is not a brain surgery kind of film. It's just, it's a gang wars. I mean, you can walk in at any time and pretty much remember what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Jensen is not alone. Apparently, only 18% of people have watched it all the way through on that first day of viewing. So first day of viewing, they check out how many people watched, and then they also have a way to find out if they watch the whole thing or if they
I mean, you sort of
have
to have
much.
A day off, don't you? I mean,
it's
honestly.
It's a long movie.
If you work a full-time job, there's no way to watch that whole
Zero.
Thing.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Huh.
Unless at least in a sitting,
unless you don't love sleep.
Yeah.
And those people, watch out for.
They're not good. Yeah, they're not good people.
But although it might sound like a low number that only 18% to watch the movie, the whole thing in its first day, that's right on par with another Netflix hit, Bird Box, also 18%, and higher than its Breaking Bad movie, El Camino, which 11% watched the whole thing on the first day. However, both of those films are 2 hours long.
Yeah.
So Irishman has another hour and a half on you, which is bonkers. Here's the thing that I thought, well, this is odd to me, because you've got Martin Scorsese. People are in just hearing that name.
Yeah,
agreed.
And then you hear it starring Robert De Niro and Al Pacino.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the heaviest hitters we've ever had in cinema.
Yeah.
So The Irishman, in its first 5 days... 17.1 million unique viewers in the U.S. first 5 days on Netflix. Seems like a huge number,
that's
right?
A lot, yeah.
Really big.
It's massive.
And then you see that by comparison, this was the first 7 days, but still, 5-7. Sandra Bullock's Bird Box, 26 million versus Irishman's 17 million.
Wow.
And nobody had heard about Bird Box before it came out. No one was like, I can't wait for Bird Box.
No, but there was, when it came out, there was the, hey, no one spoil the ending.
Oh, no. It was.
So that was sort of like incentive to watch it quickly.
And there were hundreds
the memes
of memes
and all that. But don't you find that crazy?
Yeah,
that
is
a movie
crazy.
That Scorsese is doing with De Niro and Al Pacino, and there's been so much lead up to it, like, I can't wait for it to come out. 17 million versus Bird Box is 26 million?
I'm going to say again, maybe it's the time of year. Everybody's like, oh, I don't know. I have some time off. I'll watch it then.
And also, like, the Scorsese movie isn't being marketed as easy to digest, if that makes any sense. Like,
true.
It's not just like a chill out and watch. Bird Box was kind of a cultural event. I think the Scorsese ones are real. It's a sludge. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'm
by
just
the
saying.
Way,
you're saying it's a long-term thing. Yeah.
You're saying it
has legs.
It didn't probably come out at a time when we're all busy.
No, that's what I was
saying.
Bird
time.
Box came out December 14th.
Yeah, same exact time.
So an even busier time.
What's going on?
So people, I've said it for years, they just like to see Sandra Bullock blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
It's a kink.
You have said that for years.
Then
stop making that
then
noise.
Then I do that. And then horses everywhere. Like, what is she? What is she doing?
We have a lot of horses that listen.
Hello. Why the long face? This is so stupid. We're all so tired.
I'm oblivious.
Why did we come in? Jensen was just laying on the floor. Explain to people.
Yeah.
You laid on the floor, and I said, you're just going to get more tired because now you're relaxing your whole body.
Which I don't agree with.
Okay, why?
Because when I'm laying on the floor, I'm sprawled out. I have my legs kind of, you know, stretching, my arms stretching. In a way, like right before you go to bed, you're like, huh. You know that feeling?
Yes, that stretch is what sends me into sleepy town.
But I hold the stretch.
Okay.
And then it becomes more about just the relaxing moments in which I'm stretching.
But when you're this tired, just relaxing is bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't have
you
that.
You got to fight through it.
Closing my eyes.
Yeah.
Could maybe get me there, but I'm wide awake, baby, just getting them stretches
you're
out.
You're not wide awake.
No, you're not, baby, getting them stretches
when I'm
out.
When I'm doing that stretch, baby, I feel it.
You're half asleep.
No.
Is it possible you're asleep right now telling this
possible,
story?
Yeah, it's truly possible.
You just said I'm wide awake, baby, getting them stretches out.
Yeah, no, I could be asleep.
That was an actual sentence that came out of your mouth.
I'll have to post
Are
that
Are we
picture.
On the radio?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right.
Wait, what?
Because that's the thing I'm confused about, if we're working or not.
Right now. We're on the air.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I am asleep.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I actually probably got the most sleep out of everyone here. Most likely.
Yeah. You got home, what, 11:45?
Yeah, 11:30.
Yeah. I got home a little after 12:30, and then the ringing in my ears, because why would I use ear muffs? What?
Earplugs.
Sure.
Or ear muffs. My ears were chilly last night. Did you guys notice the bathroom right off the ramp by the stage?
I went pee in there.
Coldest bathroom ever.
It was cold.
It's like they kept the ice at the Honda Center, like, in that bathroom.
So you're saying they took the ice where they play hockey?
Yep.
All of it?
Yeah.
And they put it in one restroom?
Which is weird, because there's only two stalls, so
you
think it would be a
Pretty
bigger
small.
Restroom.
Okay.
God dang. We are tired.
I was standing in the bowl. It wasn't that cold. Feet in.
No.
That's how I pee, yeah.
All the time?
Almost underwater.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that cold in the water.
Is that, what is that for your feet? Is it like a disinfectant?
No, it's like swimming, man. It's just waiting.
We're on the air.
I don't think we are.
Happy birthday, Dame
Judy
Dench. It's like
swimming, man.
Swimming, man.
John Malkovich.
Stretching out my arms and legs, baby.
getting my sleep
Jacob
on.
Jacob Dylan, Trey Cool, Simon Helberg, Felicity Huffman.
It's beer mug at acoustic Christmas at the hotel. I'm f***ed up. Where's Omar? I'm losing my beer now. I'm sounding like DeLong. I am, Danny. Happy birthday, man. I love you, bro.
Who?
I'm going to make out with all the dudes here.
Oh. Is he talking to other people while on the effort line?
I don't know what he's doing.
His mugs.
I want to see some naked dudes. That's why I built this pool. Wait, is that it? I'm going to make out with all the dudes.
Right.
Okay.
A strange thing to point out twice, but all right.
He did not go to sleep that day until 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And then he said last night around midnight, 11:30 midnight, he's a zombie.
Yeah. People are wondering if he made it into work. He did.
He did.
Right
early.
On time.
But I mean, is he here, though?
That's the thing.
Are any of us here?
Great question.
Honestly. You know, we have our meeting after the show every day.
Yeah.
We go over what we're going to do the next day. Let's bust through that and get out of here. And pretend it never happened.
Okay. I like it.
I could do that.
Okay.
I like it. As long as we're all together on this.
Yeah.
We're not on the air yet, right?
We're not on the air yet. And let's be honest, our bosses ain't coming in today.
No, they're not listening.
Right?
That's very true, yeah.
Good enough.
Allie is here with one last look at what's happening.
Awful news. Rapper Juice WRLD died yesterday after suffering a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport. He was just 21 years old, turned 21 on December 2nd. According to TMZ, who broke the news, he was flying into Chicago from L.A. After departing the plane, witnesses say he suffered a seizure while walking through the airport. Law enforcement said that the rapper was bleeding from his mouth when paramedics arrived.
My God.
He was still conscious when he was transported to the hospital, but was pronounced dead a short time later once he arrived. The cause of death is unclear at this time, but he's been very open about past addiction issues with codeine and lean.
And pills, too.
He had said, he tweeted to his girlfriend, a woman named Allie Lottie, that he was done with codeine. He wrote, "Bae, I'm sorry, I be tweaking. You've put up with more than people I know. I be scaring you. F codeine, I'm done. I love you. Letting it be known publicly that ain't S effing up the real love I found." This was back in July, but everybody was kind of giving condolences and whatnot, and then people were pointing out a song that he did, Legends, and one of the lyrics is, "What's the 27 Club? We ain't making it past 21.
And he did not.
And he did not. Just turned 21 on December 2nd. So, awful news. Obviously, no cause of death right now, but people are speculating that he's had these issues. And as somebody had mentioned that when you do a lot of the lean or whatever it is
codeine
with the
drugs,
codeine, that when you fly, there's something about flying
that
really affects it.
Is it altitude?
I don't know. Lil Wayne has had seizures on planes. Rick Ross has had seizures on planes. It does seem as if there's something going on.
Huh.
Yeah.
But I don't know enough about lean.
Mm-mm.
I know you're shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were a doctor.
I am. I'm also, you know, hip-hop expert. You'd think I know a little more about lean. But
do a little research.
I'm a real square. As you
You're
know.
A narc.
I'm more of a narc.
Yeah. Read the studies.
Guys,
is Beyonce doing a residency in Las Vegas next year? According to a gossip columnist, Love B. Scott, sources say that the music icon will be announcing a residency in the first half of 2020, making her the highest paid entertainer in the city.
Hey, queen.
Of course, everyone's flipping out. And then Beyonce's rep came forward, shut down the rumors, telling Variety, she's not doing a Vegas residency. Absolutely not true.
Which means it's true.
Totally true, you guys. Buying tickets now.
I mean, if you're an entertainer, isn't that the perfect gig?
The dream. If you don't want to tour anymore, you just want to make ton of money. Just fly in a couple weekends.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not, Jensen?
I think Beyonce's not there yet.
You don't think she's there yet? What does that
mean? She doesn't need to
do it. She's got a lot.
She doesn't need to do it, but
But I don't even think it's like
it's an awesome gig.
Don't think it's the best gig yet.
All right.
She can do anything.
Of course.
Once she gets in a couple years from now, it's the best gig.
Okay.
Guys, Forbes' highest earning musicians list is out. It was the past year who made the most money. And I don't think it's just the tours. I think it's other stuff as well.
Okay.
So.
Musicians.
I've got 21 here.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
But, you know, just do the top 10.
Jackson Brown.
Not top 10. Okay.
It's a great guess, though.
No.
Okay. Kanye West.
Kanye West came in at number two with $150
million. Who made more than $150 million?
One person.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Good Swift guess. With $185 million. You've got number one and number two, guys.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is not in the top 21.
That's crazy.
That is shocking.
That is crazy.
How about
Christopher Cross?
Not just out of the top 21. Okay. What was that? That I did.
I don't know.
Beyonce.
Beyonce is tied on here with a man she calls
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, her husband. $81 million dollars. They are tied. That's right. Around number six and seven.
Now, we're just saying last year alone, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, a question. Is it just individuals or are there groups on there?
There are groups.
Okay. Good to know.
Who's been touring a lot? Mm-hmm. 21 Pilots.
No.
No.
Don't say it with such
it
disdain.
It was very judgy, and I apologize. I'm exhausted.
Let's go Backstreet Boys?
No.
Well, I thought because of the Vegas thing.
No.
All right. Let's go Lady Gaga!
No.
Oh, really? That seems crazy.
Blake! New album?
No!
Come on! Residency?
Okay. Blake Lewis?
What?
Are you from America? Who are you? Did you say Blake?
Blink.
Blink. Oh, Blink, no. Okay.
You thought I just said Blake?
I thought you said Blake.
Think of a dude that bought all of his neighbor's houses so he can make noise.
Who is that? Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, number three with $110 million.
He makes so much because he tours like by himself
in
a van, and then he does like an arena.
Think about someone that was just doing his big farewell tour. Kevin saw the show.
Elton John.
I saw the show. Elton John, $84 million. Okay. Right above Elton John, think about a band that's even going to be touring again next year.
Joanna Man?
Close. One of their founders has passed away. He will not be joining them. However, his son will be.
Oh, this
Van
was.
Van Halen.
This was, no. This was.
No, come on, there's a son involved.
Wolfie is
Thank
involved.
You.
Oh, damn it. What was this?
Glenn Frey.
Oh, this is the Eagles.
This is the Eagles.
I have a guess. The Eagles.
It's the Eagles.
Okay.
All right, you're just missing number 9 and number 10.
Yeah.
Mr. Shaquille O'Neal?
Nope.
Well, I thought he did really well with music.
This guy, he hasn't been touring, but he a lot of money coming
into
this
country?
Guy.
This got to be country?
No.
Okay.
No.
Pop? Rock?
Rap.
Whoa. Yeah. And he hasn't been rapping?
No.
How could I not be?
His name is Diddy. That's Diddy at $70 million, number 9.
I don't even see him as a musician
anymore. I don't either, but how's he? What? How much?
$70 million.
How did he make $70 million last
Royalties
year?
Royalties and deals.
Number 10 is a band.
Steve.
Steve is not in the band.
You too?
Nope. $68.5 million. Want me to sing one of their hits?
Please.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see. Absolute horror. I cannot live. I cannot die.
You're
know.
Looking at me like
I don't
I'm
have
crazy.
A guess. Metallica? I mean, what is
yes,
it? Yeah,
I don't Metallica. Have
a
guess.
But, I mean, the way you sang it, I was like, is it someone? Is it a devil? A demon?
How dare you? Right. I sang that like goddamn song.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
Are you not entertained?
So that was a top
Are
10.
You not entertained?
Good Lord, that was a...
That was a rough ride, wasn't
who
it?
Who is the number 21?
Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need to know.
All right. Fleetwood Mac, 21. Eminem, 19. Jimmy Buffett, 19 as well. Mm. Bruno Mars, 18. 17. Billy Joel, 15. BTS. Pink comes in at 15. Tied. Justin Timberlake, Katy Perry for 13. So 13, 14. Travis Scott at 12. Rihanna, 11. Metallica, 10. Diddy, 9. Drake, 8. Beyonce, 6. And Jay-Z, they're together. Oh, we forgot Drake.
We forgot Drake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I guess I'm not a 15-year-old girl. I don't really remember him because he's texting me all the time. Creepy.
Now, this is what you call a good morning.
He was not there. Khaled is not there. Number 4, Eagles. Number 3, Ed Sheeran. Number 2, Kanye West. Number 1, Taylor Swift. Can we go home?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to everybody celebrating. That's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. And you drive home today, tomorrow morning. An all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We have comedian Greg Fitzsimmons joining us in the studio. Love him so much.
Those little hats.
Top 10 mugs interviews.
Oh, man.
How do you pick?
You don't. You just play them all in their entirety.
Can't wait for that. And we've got your tickets for Universal Studios. Hollywood as K-Rock takes over the park this Friday.